Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for August 29th, 2026. I've got an important question here, and I take this one in a different vein, in a different way than I would most. And I think you'll know why when you hear the question itself. You know, every so often, when you're in my position, you get questions that are surprising. And this is one. This person refuses to tell me who they are. There was no way for me to find out. And by the way, they sent a follow-up. Here's what was said. I need help, but I am too proud to admit it. Your programs help me, but I'm still too proud to tell you what is bothering me. Could you please help me help myself? You know, that it's an interesting question, and I was happy to receive it. There's no way I can be in touch with this person, so there's nothing more I can say than what I'm going to, say here with her or him in this program. First of all, we all need help, every one of us. There isn't any one of us that doesn't need help. I need help. Everyone needs help. It's humiliating to realize what we have gravitated towards, what we have become. It's humiliating. And when you look at our country and you look at the way we are in this country, you start to realize, you know, what we're about is money, money, money. And that is the major thing that is prevalent in our country. Those who have the most money are revered the best, and they are often considered the smartest and that kind of thing, the Elon Musk kind of people. But you see, these people don't have a sense of awareness. You can be very smart without awareness. And if you have no awareness, how smart you are doesn't matter. So you can add 2 and 2 and come up with 4. But do you know why the equation exists in the first place? Do you know? No, you don't. And true wisdom has nothing to do with 2 and 2 make 4. True wisdom has to do with, and cultivating wisdom has to do with, why 2 and 2 that make 4 even exist in the first place. This is very hard for the average person to think about. In fact, most people can't. So what I'm going to say to you is this, whomever you are, get some help. I don't know what kind of help you need, whether it's a medical doctor, I don't know if it's a psychologist, a psychiatrist, I don't know. But you need to get some help. If you know you need it, you can't let your pride get in the way. It is pride that is the deepest problem, I think, in human beings. So much pride. Pride leads to assumption and presumption. And it is the author of every consequence I've ever had in my life. When I've had consequences that were uncomfortable or showing me what a putz Gregory Edward Penn is, I have felt that kind of pain. And it all has to do with the idea of the assumption of knowledge based on the idea that I don't want to be criticized or I don't want to be questioned. And when I really came back to my roots and started working upon myself many years ago, I realized, you know, Gregory Edward is wrong about everything. I don't know who you are, don't know your name or anything like that, but whomever you think you are, that is the issue. And the pride thing can be the fear of being wrong. It can also be the whole idea that you're not wrong and the idea of being proud of not being wrong. all of it boils down to pride anyway, one way or another. And you have to look at yourself and ask, is my life worth going on with this charade of thinking I'm not worthy, or I'm worthy, or I'm better than, or I'm lesser than? Is my life worth going beyond all of that? And for most people, it's not. We're a very insecure nation, and the reason is that we've had a lot of things in our life where we were able to kind of do what we want. You know, you can take your money and spend it on your credit cards, and that will be the end of it. You're just a slave to the credit cards. You can take your life and think, well, I need to get married, I need to have children, blah, blah, and waste your life on that, thinking that that's what you should be doing instead of learning from that. Some people shouldn't have kids. I didn't have kids. Never. It isn't that, you know, I'm better than. It just wasn't appropriate for my purpose in this world, in this lifetime. It just wasn't appropriate. I had congregations full of people in various age groups who were children. And I'm saying childish, not childlike. So I had my hands full all the time. And there was nothing I could do about that. So I learned to understand how to accept people where they are and bring them into my soul, into my heart, and love them there. And then I realized I was actually loving the greater part of what was the Gregory in those days. Now I look back at him and I think what a putz he was. I think about his cruelty. I think about his just basic selfishness when I was younger. Now I don't do these things. I meditate, I work upon myself. The realization came years ago. Rather than ignoring it, I lived with it. I lived with it in my heart, my soul. And once you become realized, all of this falls into place and you start to understand wherever you are, there you are. Wherever you are, there you are. That there is important to perceive and understand. So get some help. Please get some help. I don't know what kind of help you need, but get some help. Go to a counselor. Find someone in your area that you can sit down and talk with. And don't be ashamed of what you're going to talk about or how you're going to talk about it. You may be awkward, whatever. Just get the help. Just sit there. Find someone who you feel could help you and then get the help you need. This is very, very important. And don't be ashamed of it. All of us need help. I still go and see my counselor at this age, at 75. Had to think about it. I still go. I still sit. I still talk about it. I still work on myself with these people. These are people I lived with in India. So they understand me. They understand my work. They understand what I'm trying to achieve. You have to find someone that you relate to that understands what you're trying to achieve. And that is important. If you are not clear about what you want to achieve in this lifetime, go find out from someone how to find that achievement, how to find that sense of achievement. And don't, above all, waste time. You don't have as much time in this world as you might think. So use this time wisely and let love guide you. Let love live you. Work on yourself. I'm going to answer your second question tomorrow, and I hope I'm able to help. Anyway, thank you all for listening, all of you who need help but are just too proud to get it, and maybe it would go against your genetic background and your family background, so that's why you don't go get it. But whatever it is, get some help. Thank you for listening. Be back on the air tomorrow with part two. Please forgive me. Namaste. Thank you.